Project, that's project, a different way of providing a presentation. It, in some senses, looks a little bit like PowerPoint in that you have a sequence of slides. But that sequence of slides can work left to right, or it can be in a grid format, it can be full page, full screen rather, and it can be presented by a presenter, or it can indeed be viewed by a viewer looking at a computer screen. And that can be lots of different formats. So it could be a normal standard computer screen of whatever flavour. It could be a slate or tablet or smaller device like an iPhone or iPod Touch. So project itself to cross-platform presentation. In order to use it, you'll need to create yourself an account, and when you do that, you'll be able to set up your first presentation. You can start from scratch, although you needn't do, because Project will allow you to import PowerPoint presentations that you've already got, or indeed PDFs. So if you've got a PDF file with what looks like a sequence of slides in, you can bring that in and then use those as the basis for your starting point for your first Project presentation. If you start from scratch, it makes life really easy for you. It presents you with a screen with some, well, just a single space to start, and it offers you the possibility, or asks you to add content. When you add content, you've got various choices. You can bring in a document, for example. Images, clearly you'd want to use, so you can do that. And when you choose to an image, you're offered several options in terms of the way that it's laid out. You can bring the image from the web, or you can bring it from your computer. You can choose the way it's cropped, and then, if necessary, add a link to a URL to do that. So bringing images in is straightforward. It obviously allows you to add text, and that can be in either title or standard format. Later on, they're going to be allowing you to bring in videos, so that'll be very helpful. One of the really powerful features of Project, though, is that it has a feature which it calls Pulse Slides, and they allow you to bring in real-time data. So it can be an RSS feed, which makes it fairly universal. You can bring information from anywhere. You can bring in information from a Twitter feed, from a Facebook feed, from Flickr, from Spotify. They've got lots of examples. And in that way, your presentation stays fresh because the slides' contents are constantly being updated. When you want to be able to share it, you can do so by providing a link to someone, or indeed, you've got an embed code and you can put that on your website.